I believe that what I'm going to share with you this morning, I share by the Spirit of the Lord. But even though I share by the Spirit of the Lord, I nevertheless come under the governance and the authority of the leadership of this church. So at times and seasons that they seem appropriate, they will act upon whatever is determined to be what God is saying to you and to us this morning. I ask for these youngsters to come back down. We are one church, yeah? There are two things that have been laid upon my heart to share with you this morning. One is of a general nature, then of a specific nature. In a general nature, I've sensed very strongly as I prepared to come amongst you this morning that God is saying there's a problem within His church, and the problem is of a settled acceptance of what is going on in the world. The Spirit of the Lord wants to remind you this morning that just as it was in another setting 2,000 years ago, so it is today. 2,000 years ago, the Spirit of the Lord was moving amongst the nations of the world, bringing people into the right place at the right time, so that in the right setting, Emmanuel would come. There are many people who are looking around the world today, and there is a sense of discomfort, there is a sense of concern, there is a sense of wondering what is going to take place next. But the Spirit of the Lord wants you to know quite surely this morning that God is aligning things for His ultimate purpose regarding humanity, regarding the church, and regarding the nations of the world. So in that respect, He does not want you as a church to sit back on your laurels and accept what would perceive to be the inevitable, but to come proactive in realizing who you are as a people of God. God says He has put His hand upon you. He has called you. He has put His hand upon you. He has put His Spirit within you. Not that you would just come aside and enjoy moments of refreshing and moments of blessing, but that you will be a people of significance within the place that God has put you. As I was seeking the Lord and saying, Lord, what about the place that I'm going to? As I prayed, I sensed the Lord say to me, tell them they are still God's field. I meditated upon that. Lord, what do you mean? God says, I bought you. I've tilled the ground. I've prepared the ground. I've fertilized the ground. I've planted the seed. There's been times when pruning has taken place, but God says, with every pruning that takes place, more seed has been planted. And the seed that has been planted and the seed that is being planted in this place is going to be a seed of purpose that will enter into something productive in God. That's why I called for the young people to come in this morning. Because as much you here are God's field, these young people are God's seeds. Been planted by the Lord for a time of purpose that will yet be revealed. You know the story in the Old Testament where the king called for the prophet and he said, you know, I want to hear a word from God. And what did the prophet say? Get the instruments to play. And as they began to play, so the unction of the Holy Spirit ignites the word of God within the heart of the prophet, and the king doesn't hear what he wants to hear. He hears what God wants him to hear. And God's going to do that, I believe, amongst you, because you are God's field. And He has planted you. He wants your roots to go deep, because the deeper your roots, the more productive your fruit will be. And that's the dispensation, I believe, of the Spirit that God wants to bring you into as church. God wants to do new things amongst you. But don't forget the things that have been. Do not neglect the ancient landmarks that your fathers have set. They not only show you the direction that you have come, they are showing you the direction in which you are to go. The Spirit of the Lord was saying to me that in recent times some of you have gone through darkness. And I sense that darkness almost palpable this morning. And then the Lord took me to his word. When it says, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness has covered the people and gross darkness the people of the earth. But the Lord is rising. And in the midst of your individual darkness, the sense that there are individuals here, there are families here who have gone through a period of darkness, God is saying he is breaking the darkness. Because of the light of the glory of the Lord is rising from within you. And that speaks again of something of seed that has been planted. Seed that has been planted. God has something for you to do as church. What he wants you to realize is of absolute importance is this. You must maintain the unity of the Spirit. You come from different nations, you come from different cultures, you come from different backgrounds, but the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you this morning, the moment you gave your life to Jesus, you laid down your roots. In the purposes of God this morning, you are not Ghanaian or Nigerian or Romanian or British. You are citizens of a heavenly kingdom. Maintain your citizenship of the heavenly kingdom. So it doesn't matter what language you might speak. It doesn't matter what accent you might have. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. You are one people in the purposes of God to stand as one, to speak as one, to know the anointing of the Spirit as one, to know the unction of the Spirit as one, so that people shall say, what is happening? For in the purposes of God, there might be divisions in the nations of the world as he brings about his purpose, but in the church of Jesus Christ, there's going to be more and more of a unifying and of a coming together out of every kindred, out of every tongue, out of every creed, and they will stand as one people of God. And that's the planting of the Lord amongst you. That's what God wants to do in these days, is to raise up men and women who will stand for the purposes of God, irrespective of their background, irrespective of their upbringing, irrespective of personal traditions. When you give your life to Christ as the Spirit of the Lord, you laid it all down. You sometimes sing those words, I lay it all down again. Well, do it, says the Lord. Lay it down. Nothing of yourself, but let it be all of the Lord. That as the people of God, as you progress forward into purpose, and be sure of this, says the voice of the Spirit, I have a purpose for you, says the Lord. I want to take some of the younger ones amongst you and move them into another realm spiritually. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example in faith and hope and love. In every aspect of what God has laid upon your life, let that become the fruit of your living. Nobody's too young to be of service to God. Nobody's too old. But be willing to encourage and develop the younger ones amongst you. Don't feel that you are restricted. You might be restricted geographically. The Spirit of the Lord says, spiritually, there are no bounds. There are no bounds. And I sense there's a place, Pastor Addy, that you've got to go into. Not talking of transference of building or anything like that. But God wants you to plant out. There are places that God wants you to set up. I get a vision of an old-fashioned wagon wheel. Here's the hub. Many spokes running out. Yeah? And in those localities, God doing something new and then bringing together to minister and feed from the hub.